This is Earth and Sky. When we visited the Museum of Science in Boston, we got this question.
My name is Dave, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. And my question for Earth and Sky is, when birds and fish organize into flocks and schools, do they have a leader to follow, or do they act instinctively?
Dave, it appears likely that birds in flocks and fish in schools don't follow a leader. Instead, they follow their neighbors.
The complex behavior of flocking and schooling seems to emerge when individual birds and fish follow the simple rules of alignment, cohesion, separation, and avoidance. In other words, each creature appears to steer toward the average direction and position of its neighbors.
Flocks and schools help protect their members. There's indeed safety in numbers. The changing shapes and colors in a school of fish confuse predators. Many bird predators have to aim at a specific target, so a hawk is likely to wind up empty-clawed if it swoops into a dense flock. And flocks and schools also have more eyes to look out for food and predators. Since flocking and schooling are so important for survival, it makes sense they depend on collective instincts rather than on a single leader who might get eaten or go astray.
Dave, thanks for your question. And special thanks to the Bureau of Land Management and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.